The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, which was posted to Facebook on May 20th, 2020. A childhood friend remembers when they used to walk to the store and buy kites. We'd fly it, and I'd just wait to listen to his yell. He'd go, "Buckaloose!" And then I'd always reply, "Yahoo!" And then we'd watch it, and then he'd buckaloose the kite, and then we'd stand there, and we would just watch it fly off, Sam Kong said, somewhere over the rainbow. On May 20th, 1959, in the final days of Hawaii's territorial era, 3 months before the Hawaiian Islands would become America's 50th state, a baby was born in Honolulu's historic Kuakini Hospital, whose voice would unite the Hawaiian people and be heard all over the world. His proud parents knew that he would be special, even before he emitted his first bold vocals, according to John DiMelo. He remembers how his mother would sing him a lullaby, saying how much she loved him. The same song his grandmother sang to his mother, the same song he would later sing to his own daughter. They named him Israel Ka'anawe Kamaka Weweole. In Hawaiian, his name translates to the fearless eye, the bold face. NPR's Renee Montagne wrote on his Twitter on the morning of May 20th, "I got online just now to a delightful surprise. The Google Doodle is devoted to Israel Kamaka Weweole. I teared up, as always, his stunning rendition of Over the Rainbow." In honor of Asian Pacific American Heritage Month in the U.S., the May 20th, 2020 doodle celebrates the 61st birthday of Native Hawaiian ukulele player, singer-songwriter, and activist Israel Is Kamaka Weweole, who is perhaps best known for touching the world with his beloved rendition of Over the Rainbow and forever changing the face of Hawaiian music, according to Google. Though his joyful songs and lifelong advocacy for the island's values and culture, Kamaka Weweole has been widely referred to as the voice of Hawaii. Israel Ka'anawe Kamaka Weweole was born on this day in 1959 in a suburb of Honolulu, Hawaii, and raised in a Native Islander family with a shared love of Hawaiian music. At 10 years old, he was often found holding his ukulele against his chest. Israel was still a teenager when he and his brother formed a band with three other local guys. They called themselves the Makaha Sons of Niihau. In the 1970s, young Hawaiians were rediscovering their language and culture, according to Matagni with NPR. Late one night in 1988, Israel sat down in a Honolulu studio, closed his eyes, and in a single take sang an emotional ukulele-backed version of the classic song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Little did he know, this recording, which serves as the soundtrack of the May 20th Google video, Doodle was destined to become an international phenomenon. For Milan Bertosa, it was the end of a long day in his Honolulu recording studio when Israel came in. "It began at 3 in the morning," Bertosa said. "I put up some microphones, do a quick sound check, roll tape, and the first thing he does is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. He played and sang one take, and it was over." His emotional ukulele-backed version of the classic song Somewhere Over the Rainbow was destined to become an international phenomenon, according to Google. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Bluebirds Fly. Although the Is, as he was better known, although his version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World would gain worldwide popularity, he struggled between passionate political engagement and the demands of crossover success, according to writer Dan Kuss. Eager to pick up the mantle of his late brother Skippy, Israel agitated for sovereignty in any number of ways. He recorded Meleku's song of protest like Hawaii 78 and Living in a Sovereign Land. He spoke with bitterness about the displacement of Native Hawaiians in interviews, drawing an explicit connection between Hawaiians' dispossession of their native land and his own emotional health, wrote Coas. Jennifer Annika Sturla, who filmed a documentary entitled Breda Is, says she was drawn to Kamakawiwa'ole's story because of his message about bringing about social change. As he wrote in one of his songs, the life of this land is the life of the people. To care for the land is to care for the Hawaiian culture. Sturla points out that there are many people who are familiar with his music, but few who know that he was the voice of the American people. Hawaii 78 is one of Israel Kamakawiwa'ole's most important and powerful songs, according to Hawaii News Now, originally written by Miki Aone. In Hawaii 78, Israel sings, Uha mauka iha oka inana I kapono o Hawaii. This life of the land is perpetuated in righteousness, is the English translation. If just for a day our king and queen would visit all these islands and saw everything, how would they feel about the changes of our land? Could you just imagine if they were around and saw highways on their sacred grounds? How would they feel about this modern city life? Tears would come down from each other's eyes as they would start to realize that our people are in great danger now. How would they feel? Would their smiles be content, then cry? The gentle giant was a local hero thanks to his advocacy of Hawaiian rights and self-determination, according to writer Chris Mogan. And the dreams that you dream of, dreams really do come true. Israel Kamakawiwa'ole would become one of Hawaii's most beloved musicians, according to Hawaii News Online. His album, Facing Future, released in 1993, the best-selling Hawaiian album of all time, and the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World, would be featured in several films, television programs, and television commercials. On December 6, 2010, NPR named Kamakawiwa'ole as the voice of Hawaii in its 50 Great Voices series. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you'll find me. Despite his success, however, statements about Kamakawiwa'ole's weight continue to be a focus by some in the online community who feel that they needed to make fun of him. On his official YouTube video of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, even today on his birthday, there are jokes, and on Google, one of the most popular questions asked is, how much did he weigh? It's unconfirmed, but one person suggested that because of his weight problems early on, he didn't have any friends, only his music and ukulele to comfort him. Israel weighed close to 700 pounds when he started his solo career in 1993, according to NPR. He was in and out of the hospital. His brother Skippy died from complications from obesity, as had almost all of Israel's immediate family. He knew he was destined for a brief life. Because of that, everything Israel sang and said became precious, according to Melo, Israel's producer. I was scared when I lost my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, Israel said. I guess this is going to sound kind of weird, but I'm not scared for myself for dying. Because I believe all these places are temporary. This is just one shell, because we Hawaiians live in both worlds. It's in our veins. When our time comes, don't cry for me. Don't cry for me. Plant a tree in the middle where they play soccer. He laughs, then jokes, kind of small, and then I'll grow big. In the summer of 1997, Israel Kaoni Kamaka Wiwoode, by then one of the most beloved singers in the history of Hawaiian music, died of respiratory failure. He was 38 years old and just beginning to see the huge success of Over the Rainbow. Israel's body lay in state at Hawaii's Capitol building, a rare honor, according to Matagna. 10,000 islanders paid their respects as he lay in state. In December 2000, best-selling author Dean Kuntz paid tribute to the power of the music of Kamaka Wiwoʻole, calling it singular and beautiful, and referring to his book, added, "I hope that the reader finds pleasure in my story equal to the joy and consolation that I found in the voice, the spirit, and the heart of Israel Kamaka Wiwoʻole." In Hawaii, we talk about this thing we call mana, says musician Del Beasley, who grew up with Israel and wrote two of his songs. Mana is like energy that you get. We believe we get ours from the elements first: the earth, your sky, your ocean, your God, and all that is inside of us. And when we open our mouth to speak or sing or to play, that's what we let out. But it's that makes him, Israel, special, because mana always came out. The Kamaka Wiwoʻole Ohana family remains overwhelmed by the worldwide reach of Israel's music and the reaction of everyone who hears his voice. A voice that instantly touches your heart. Kamaka Wiwoʻole's family shared in a statement accompanying the Google animation, "Having Google create a doodle for his 61st birthday gives us all the reason to again celebrate his life and impact on millions worldwide." Coase points out that Israel also spoke on stage of there being one race, brah, the human race. In another moving performance, he performs with oxygen tubes. At the end of one of his most emotional performances that left most of the audience in tears, and he himself seemingly with tears behind dark glasses, he tells everyone, "Love each other." As one person commented on YouTube watching this video, "This brother's voice gives me hope that tomorrow will be better. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly." This has been a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, recorded at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. And you can find John Randall's Peace Page by just looking it up. John, J-O-N-S, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm your narrator, Kim Leon, and I'd like to thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon, and I'd also like to thank you, the listener.
The dream that you dare to wipe.